The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. It is Friday here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital through the YouTube South Point Studios, streaming at the South Point Studios here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show. Welcome all of you that are getting used to going to YouTube now and getting us through the YouTube streaming. The South Point studio streaming, video streaming as well. And all I can say is we did that little surprise feature yesterday on our show for the opening of Saratoga. We had one of the big sports bookmakers here in Las Vegas, and certainly one here in the South Point, Vinny Melillo, who joined us on a special extra after the race day show. And to be perfectly honest with you, we just decided to do that just a day or two ago, and all we did was promote it on the show yesterday. We didn't even tease it anywhere else except maybe on X. But we got a great response from it, and we're looking ahead to seeing if we can do a regular extra show on many days following the race day show during the Saratoga and Del Mar season. So we want to thank all of you that joined us on the extra show. The extra show just... had Vinny going over some of the races at Saratoga and some picks there as well. It was a really interesting day yesterday at Saratoga, so we welcome everybody. We're going to recap that along with Jonathan Hardoon, etc. Our handicappers today, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. And of course, we want to welcome all of our listeners here in Las Vegas that listen over the radio on our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM as well. And, of course, through our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, with your apps, your KSHP app so you can hear us, the YouTube app so you can hear and see us on your iPhone or Android, and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So welcome to the show, however, wherever, whenever you get us on this Friday as we ramp up for the first big weekend of racing at the Spa in upstate New York. Well, it rained overnight yesterday for the racing to start off with yesterday at Saratoga, so they took all the turf races off, and a lot of the turf races got decimated. There were over, I think, 40 scratches overall on the card yesterday at Saratoga. However, it looks like all systems are go today to keep the races on the turf and on the dirt as well, and so that'll be really nice and good for sure for the second day of racing there at Saratoga. Want to also mention, it was opening day at Colonial Downs. Interesting racing there at Colonial Downs. The highest priced winner of the day was a $60 plus horse. And the late pick five at Colonial Downs paid $13,040.25. And if you thought that was big, well, you hear the results of the pick five, the late pick five out at Saratoga. We're going to get in recapping that in just a moment or two. But I just wanted to remind everybody out there that Saratoga is clear and fast and ready to go today. That's for sure. All righty. Just to recap what's going on around the country, we've got the stakes races today at Saratoga will be the Coronation and the Wilton Stakes, two stakes races on the card today. And, of course, on Saturday, Saratoga will feature the Diana and the Sanford. And, of course, the Diana and Sanford, the Diana especially, is loaded with the Chad Brown horses et cetera. And Sanford is for the two-year-old colts. There's eight entered in that race, highlighted by the flashy Menotti, who will go in that race on Saturday. But it was an interesting opening day yesterday at Saratoga. For example, let's see, the first race of the year at Saratoga, won by Empty Tomb, paying $15 even. Second race was Decimated with Scratches, came off the turf. The winner there, though, was Amanda's Folly. Jose Ortiz picked up the mount, and it was the first winner of the beat for Linda Rice, paying $3.20. Then we went to the fourth race, which is another race that came off the turf and onto the main track. The winner there, a run for the hills. Jose Ortiz's second win in the first four races yesterday at Saratoga for Mark Cassie, the trainer there, paying $9.30. And then, of course, IRAD checks in with a winner, Strolling State, in the sixth race at $4.10. So it looked like it was going between the favorites and the middle-priced horses. And seventh race, Flavian Pratt got his first win of the meet with the Sunday Girl, paying $9.80. That was a 5.5 furlong on the main from the turf. The eighth race, again, a lot of scratches in the eighth. When that came off the turf, the winner there, Crushing Ice, paying $8.80. So the pick five, the middle pick five, paid $1,426.50. The early pick five on the card paid $2,615.25. But the big pick five happened in the last five races. Now, we started out with that $9.80 winner in the seventh and the $8.80 winner in the eighth. But then in the ninth race, Warrior Johnny won. Joel Rosario aboard. That was a key play on Jonathan Ardoon's sheet yesterday. Warren and Johnny paid $21 even. And then the last race of the day, transferred from the turf to the main track, was won by Parkway, another key pick on Jonathan's sheet, for Irad Ortiz Jr.'s second win, paying $8.20 for trainer Bill Mott. But the big one that made it happen yesterday was the Schuylerville, feature race of the day for two-year-old fillies at six furlongs. And if you remember, when we went over the races yesterday with both Jonathan, John, and Vinny, it was, this is a race for two-year-old fillies, and it was very, the past performances were very slim because a lot of these were running for the second or third time, and that's it. You know, you were working off of maybe an impressive maiden run in their races when you were handicapping, and it was a wide-open event. Well, the winner of the race broke her maiden at odds of 40-1, then came up and ran her second race of her career, got bet down to odds on favorite and ran right up the track, got beat almost 15 lengths in her next start. But she came back to Saratoga yesterday, and at odds of 40-1 plus yesterday, the Queens MG won the Schuylerville Stakes under Dylan Davis. This was Dylan Davis' second win of the day. Safi Joseph Jr. is a trainer. They bought Safi Joseph owners, the owners of this horse, bought the horse after that win in her first race. So Safi Joseph got to train, take over the training after that, and turned around a 14 length plus loser into a big winner yesterday. She won this race with authority. The Queens MG paid $91 to win in a big upset. Finishing second in the race was Sherbini, and finishing third in the race was Lone Neck Paula. In this race, there was some problems with entering one of the horses that was bet down a lot in the race, Complexion. See, if you remember, Richie Yang also selected Complexion yesterday on the show. They had the horse backed in and out of the gate a couple of times. Trainer Danny Gargan was pretty upset with the fact that they were doing that. Tried to get a hold of the stewards, wanted to scratch the horse. The horse ran anyhow, so there's going to be a little controversy over the decision with Complexion to go in the Schuylerville yesterday. But all in all, it was a mixed day of racing at Saratoga. And by the time they got to the Schuylerville, though, remember, the track started out as muddy. But as we indicated with the weather there and the heat the way it was yesterday at Saratoga, that track was going to dry out fast, and it did. By the time they got to the Schuylerville, the track was labeled fast. It was a fast racing surface there. Want to congratulate, by the way, John Lendo on his sheet today marked where these horses were coming from in the first day of racing at Saratoga. He said There were four horses that won yesterday at Saratoga that were last race at Churchill Downs. There were two that last race at the Aqueduct. And there were three that raced at Saratoga during the Belmont festival there, three of them there. And there were two first-time starters that won at Saratoga yesterday for the, just taking a look at where these horses came from in their last races winning at Saratoga. All right. Want to congratulate Emma Jane Wilson. She became the world's winningest money-winning jockey, female jockey, with a win there at up in Woodbine. So congratulations to Emma Jane Wilson. Really a class act, a great rider, and just a wonderful human being. Emma Jane Wilson getting the title of the winningest, money-winningest lady jockey in the history of the sport. All right, I think we've had enough to say right now, so we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we'll give you your racing menu, and then off to evaluate opening day at Saratoga with Jonathan Hardoon. And by the way, in case I forgot to mention, after that $91 winner in the Skyler Bill and those other five there, the pick five, the 50-cent pick five at Saratoga, the last pick five, paid $124,953.25. How about that? We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn, and so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday here in Las Vegas. We're still under a heat warning here. Right now outside, it's already 97 degrees. 97 right now at about 20 minutes past 7 a.m. Pacific time, and we're going to get up to 115. We've been 115 or more on a stretch of days here in Las Vegas. So we got to just keep telling you to stay hydrated. I mean, it's really that simple. There's a lot of people that have been admitted to the hospitals, etc., from heat exhaustion. And this happens when you don't stay hydrated. It's really that simple. And by the time you find out you are heat exhausted, it's too late. So don't wait until you start sweating, etc. Just stay hydrated. Keep the kids and the pets inside. Check on the elderly and others who have problems with heat. And just stay hydrated. Keep that water around all the time. And the heat is, permeating its way through most of the country. The big high, there's a big high that just sits over the western part of the United States. For example, Denver is going to be 102 today. You got Salt Lake City at 104. And, you know, Boise, Idaho, 103. Billings, Montana, 101. So you can see that this is permeating all over the place. And, of course, the hottest place in the nation today will be in Phoenix, Arizona at 116 degrees. As far as the precipitation, et cetera, it looks like the East Coast, along the East Coast, they're going to have some rain that might be pushing on through the weekend. So we'll wait and see about all of the racetracks on the East Coast there and their track conditions. And we'll get the latest at Saratoga today from Jonathan Hardoon in just a moment. And that's about the weather, the way the weather is going right now. It's just hot out there. So, you know, remember to stay hydrated. Okay, time to start our racing menu for today. This is the menu of racetracks available today in our racebooks here in Las Vegas, right behind me at the South Point Racebook. And, of course, anywhere here in Las Vegas. These are the first post times that will come. We'll be in the Pacific time zone and here at the South Point. We are in the Pacific time zone. So, if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. You know what the deal is, though. If you are listening anywhere else on all of the different platforms that we have around the world and you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Monday. Okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Now, Laurel Park has nine races today. Their first post time is 9:25. They got a small carryover in their pick six jackpot, $791. First post time at Laurel Park is set at 9:25 there. Okay, Belterra Park is next. Belterra Park has eight races. Their first post time is also at 9:35. Are they both at 9:35? Yeah. Oh, Laurel Park is 9:25. Okay, Belterra is at 9:35. 9:35 at Belterra Park today. Then you have Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a pick six jackpot carryover. Their rainbow jackpot carryover, $60,864 at Gulfstream Park today. And a first post time for nine races set at 9:55. Then we go to Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has a super high five jackpot carryover of $14,975. That's the super high five carryover at Woodbine there. And their pick six jackpot carryover, $79,208. First post time at Woodbine for eight races, 10:05, where, of course, Emma Jane Wilson rides there. Okay, Saratoga is next. Saratoga, upstate New York. I can't tell you what the weather is like now because you could stick your head out the window and 10 minutes later it could change. So we'll wait and see from Jonathan Hardoon. We're figuring it'll be fast and firm today at Saratoga. 10 races, a couple of stakes races. They are the Wilton Stakes for three-year-olds at a mile. This three-year-old fillies at a mile. That'll be the eighth race, seven before scratches. And the 5-2 favorite in what it looks like a pretty competitive field is Bell's Beach with Iranto Ortiz Jr. The next race, the ninth race, will be the Coronation Cup. This is for three-year-old fillies at 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf course. Now, there are 13 in this race expected to be scratched in this race, though, and not official yet, are number 10, Star of Mystery, and number 4, Pipsy. These two have been re-entered for races later on this weekend, so we'll wait and see if they stay here or go, but they are expected to scratch. That'll leave a field of 11 in this race, and the favorite then will fall to, it's a wide-open race, come to think of it, because there's a couple of main track onlys in this race as well. Anyway, it's the Coronation Cup, ninth race on the card at 5.5 furlongs, still on the Mellon Turf course. 10 races overall today at Saratoga, and a first post time at Saratoga today is set at 10:10. 10:10 first post at Saratoga today. Monmouth Park has eight races. Their first post time at Monmouth Park with a pick six jackpot carryover of $267,363 is set at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. first post at Monmouth Park for eight races. Colonial Downs, day two for Colonial Downs. Nine races there today at Colonial. Now, you know they feature a lot of turf racing at Colonial Downs. So out of the nine races today, seven will be on the turf. The first two will be on the main track. That's business as usual there at Colonial Downs. And their first post time at Colonial is set at 1:30. Penn National has seven races. Their first post time is 2:45 at Penn National today. And then we go to Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs, nine races, first post time 3:30. Charlestown. Charlestown races, eight races. First post time is at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown. And Charlestown, of course, there in West Virginia, so we'll wait and see how the weather is there. But Charlestown has 8 races. First post time is at 4 p.m. And then, of course, we have Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows in Iowa. There might be some weather conditions there at Prairie Meadows as well. Their first post time at Prairie Meadows is also at 4 p.m. They have 10 races. The first three will be quarter horses, though. And Prairie Meadows has a pick five jackpot carryover, $62,676. They also have a super high five jackpot carryover of $81,931. Their first post time is 4 p.m. And then, of course, we have Emerald Downs. We'll wrap it up with Emerald Downs. 7 races at Emerald Downs with a pick six, a regular pick six carryover of $7,555. 7 races and a 7 o'clock post time there. And, of course, I saved this for last. As you know, the big payoff in the pick five yesterday and the last five at Saratoga definitely means you have a carryover in the pick six today at Saratoga. The one-day carryover at Saratoga for the pick six today, $116,882. Jonathan Hardoon, good morning.
You.
Good morning, Jonathan, again. And, well, let me ask how the weather is right now at Saratoga.
It is overcast, it is hot, but they are saying there will be no rain, so hopefully they get it right.
All right, no rain today at Saratoga. We got to take...
Whoa. Let's hope they're right.
Right.
Yes.
The predictions are from the weatherman, who sometimes is not the greatest handicapper in the world, says no rain.
Correct.
In any case, your assessment of what the heck happened yesterday at Saratoga?
Well, it was a great day of racing. You know, it got crazier as the day went on, but no complaints, a safe day of racing, which is important. And you had a little of something for everybody. If you were shopping for prices, you got prices. If you liked some favorites, they had some shorter priced horses win earlier in the day. But again, for the most part, you know, unfortunately, they took the races off the turf. So a lot of those races were scratched down to short fields. They had a 3-horse field. I think they had a 5-horse field. But for the most part, it was really good racing, and that's what fans want, and that's what they expect during this time of the year.
Jonathan, you say no complaints, but I think Danny Gargan might contest that.
Not only Danny Gargan, anyone that bet on the horse is going to contest that as well. First of all, she was the favorite or certainly first or second choice in the race. Twice she reared up in the starting gate and she threw Johnny V out the back of the gate. I mean, remember, you're dealing with 2-year-old fillies, so they're finicky to begin with, to be honest with you. They should have never run that horse, Ralph. They really should have scratched her. She left her race in the gate or before the race went off, that's for sure. So, you know, they ran her, and they have Heisen and all these vets there standing by, so I'm sure they checked her out and everything. But mentally, for a 2-year-old filly to go through all that seemed like a bit much, and you certainly could understand why she didn't run well.
Yeah, and we are talking about complexion in the race, and that was Mr. Gargan's entrant. And, of course, if not the favorite, very close to it. And it was liked by a lot of handicappers yesterday. And that kind of tells you when you're talking about 2-year-olds, and we say that because there's going to be a lot of 2-year-old races yet to come between Saratoga and Del Mar. We say that because when you have the very brief past performances and just a couple of races, and these are 2-year-olds learning what it's all about every time they go to the starting gate and run in a race as far as being in traffic, et cetera, getting the dirt kicked in their face, et cetera. It's a learning process for them. That was pretty exemplary with the actual winner of the race, who won rather easily or won solidly in her maiden debut, then ran horribly in her next race, was bought by their new owners. Safi Joseph Jr. gets her, and she comes back and wins at another 40 to 1 plus odds yesterday in the Schuylerville. So you can't take one race out of context against it. You got to wait until they have several races to get a little bit of a past performances. So wherever complexion finally wound up yesterday, you might want to throw that race out, right, Jonathan?
That race meant absolutely nothing. And we discussed it on the show yesterday, Ralph. We said you're dealing with horses that have won in two races. You're dealing with a couple of those horses that won in short fields. Well, now they're going, you know, at Saratoga in front of the stands and everything, and everybody's screaming. They're not used to what they saw yesterday. And again, lightly raced fillies, anything could happen. Those one race means nothing, and it proved it yesterday. And you're right, Safi Joseph purchased the horse well, his connections privately after her first win. Mm-hmm. I loved the last time out off the barn switch. To be honest with you, she ran horrible, didn't lift a hoof, and I think she was bet down to 6-5
yeah,
that day.
Yeah, she was the favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, you see what one race means? Nothing. Yeah. And in this game, people are busy always betting horses off their last running yeah. line. That's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You know, you're gonna, first of all, you'll never find value, because if a horse wins last time out, obviously it's going to be a lot shorter this time. You have to look for excuses why a horse ran bad last time out. Make the case, get a price.
And certainly that was the case there with a $91 winner in Schuylerville. And, of course, we'll get kind of the counterpart of the early races for two-year-olds with the race coming up on Saturday at Saratoga. Of course, the Sanford with 8 2-year-olds going in there. And, of course, all the buzz around a horse called Menatee. We'll wait and see what happens with him in that race as well. I did not see all of the races on the dirt yesterday at Saratoga, but the ones I did see, you had to either be on the lead or very close to it to make impact.
In the sprint races, it looked like that, but in the route races, in the big race yesterday, when Johnny, whatever his name was, the Phil Bauer horse, the 5 horse that won the 9th race, he came from dead last. Joel Rosario gave that horse an unbelievable ride. He never left the wood. And that made the difference, and the horse won. So route races, I guess you were able to win off. But in the sprint races, it looked a little speed favoring. But take nothing away from one day. Remember, the track was sealed yesterday because of the rain 2 days ago. It was opened up yesterday, and today you can get a completely different racetrack.
Well, yeah, and that is the 9th race you're talking about. And I saw that race, and that's what I thought as well. Staying on the rail was the winning move for Rosario on Warrior Johnny. $21 winner there rolling up the rail. And that was one of the key plays on your sheet yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And unfortunately, I picked a different horse for the radio. I apologize, but we'll make up for it today.
Yes, okay. That's a good sign. We're going to make up for it today. But boy, what huge prices in the late pick 4, the late pick 5. And of course, nobody had the pick 6, so you got a nice little carryover going today. And then we turn the page now and look at today's races at Saratoga. Of course, we got a couple of stakes races, the Wilton and the Coronation Cup. The Wilton will be a mile, and again, you know, you got to explain to them, Jonathan, the configuration of the mile races at Saratoga.
It's somewhat of an elbow. They start, and then they go into a turn. It's kind of like the 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course, a little bit, not a lot, just the idea of going into a turn in the first. And they load the gate backwards. They don't use the inside gates. They load from the outside gate towards the inside. So that sort of helps the inside horses, and they're not forced to check going into the first turn. I like the one horse in there, Ralph, Miss Justify. Remember, this is an unusual race. You have 6 out of the 7 horses coming off of Lasix today. So that may be make a difference with the heat and everything else, but I gave a slight edge to the one, Flavian Pratt for Pletcher, breaking from the rail.
Flavian Pratt, Pletcher, the name Justify, I'm assuming it's an offspring of Justify as well. So in that race, you like the one, Miss Justify, the 8th race there. And, if you have a short field in the mile races, they'll start from the outside, so it won't be that much. And this is a 7-horse field, so the actual 1-horse Miss Justify will probably come out right around the middle of the starting gate, right?
Yeah, 5 or 6 posts, I would say, is great. I think they could race, usually run 12 is the max at the mile. So, do the math.
Okay, well, we've got the late scratches in, and let's take a look at the 9th race, the Coronation Cup, because what we have there, number 4, Pipsy, is now officially scratched in that race. And I guess they've got this horse is going to go on the weekend?
Not this weekend. A couple of weeks from now, there's a sprint stake that Pipsy will be running in. Star of Mystery, the 10 horse, will be running Sunday against the boys, I think. That's why they scratched her. There is also the 8 of Scratch Beret and Scratch All the MTOs, the 11, 12, and 13. So you have 6 late scratches in there, leaving still a field of 7.
Yes, and the 6 late scratches, of course, the MTOs would have been bet on because that's exactly why they go in the race, because they want to race on the main track, and that would have been the case. But with them being scratched in the race, and with Star of Mystery, which was 9-5 on the morning line, and Pipsy, which was 6-1 on the morning line, this is a pretty wide-open race considering the horses that are left in the event.
It's a hard race, Ralph. You got 7 left, and believe me, you can make a case for 4 of them. So I have no strong opinion. I'll tell you one thing. Whoever the favorite is, you would probably try to beat because she's no better than some other horses in the race. I don't know who they're going to make the favorite. They may make the Cox horse the favorite, Ever So Sweet, after the late scratches. Well, while she could certainly win, she's no stick out.
You know, I'm gonna take a look at the one horse, Toupee,
yeah,
or Toupee, however you pronounce it. 8-1 on the morning line. I'm figuring maybe 5-1 or et cetera, but if this horse breaks well at the 5.5 furlong, it's going to be on the dance floor for a long time, that's for sure. And that, of course, the 9th race at Saratoga. You, however, are the handicapper on the show, and so with you having a sheet today for Saratoga, where are we going?
We're going to look at the 7th race today, 1 1/16 on the turf, Ralph, and I love the number 8 horse in here, Left Them Behind. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Barkley Tag Barn. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. His race on the grass 2 starts back is good enough. I love the jockey switch. First time Johnny V today. 6-1 on the morning line. Number 8, Left Them Behind, wins today 7th race out at Saratoga.
Let's hope he does exactly what his name and is intended to be, Left Them Behind, going out on the lead and gone. In the 7th race, number 8, Left Them Behind is your play. At 6-1 on the morning line with John Velasquez. That's the 7th race, but you got them all 10 races on your sheet at your website, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Correct.
All right, Jonathan, enjoy the fact that you're only doing Saratoga right now, because come next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, you'll be double dutying from morning, noon, and night with Saratoga and Del Mar. But enjoy right now.
It's amazing how long the days are, Ralph. Yesterday, post time was at 1:10. The last race went off close to 7 o'clock. So it just doesn't leave much time to do really
good. Yeah, they're
And you're going to have Del Mar. So if you're on the East Coast, you won't be done until 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it's a long day.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun, that's for sure, this time.
It is. This is work you love to do during the You're getting paid to do something you love to do, so why not?
And you know as well as I do, right now at Saratoga, without Del Mar around, they're milking the fans, that's for sure.
Every penny, Ralph. All they're right. Squeezing the lemon dry. Thanks, Ralph.
Okay, you got it, my man. Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, when we come back, Rich Eng is standing by. And, of course, we still have John Lendo and Jerry Jackowitz yet to go. So don't go away. We'll be right back on our Friday Race Day show.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday as we ramp it up for the weekend. And, of course, the spotlight on Saratoga Racetrack. Saratoga, as it opened yesterday. We now go out to Rich Ang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, all I can say is your selection yesterday at Saratoga has plenty of excuses for not performing the way that she was expected to.
That's for sure, Ralph. And, you know, I put out a tweet after the Schuylerville with complexion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things I pointed out, you know, the stewards have a very difficult job. But, you know, one of the main things that they're supposed to do is, one, protect the horses, two, protect the jockeys, and three, which almost never gets mentioned, is protect the betting public. And none of those were served in the Schuylerville because complexion should have been scratched. I agree with Jonathan. And, you know, I was watching the race in a race book, Ralph, with a number of veteran horse players, many of them who know you, mm-hmm. and they were all saying the same thing after the race. They said, why was this horse allowed to run after acting up so badly in the gate? Not once, but twice.
You know, all I can say is the reason why they don't mention the third one as much, Richie, is because if they protect the horse and the jockey in any instance, then the better is protected, that's for sure. But in any case, yeah, that was something that, you know, when John Velasquez got thrown off and then they put her back in, they would put her back in and out like twice. You were thinking to yourself, well, where's the Heisa vet behind there? You know, what are they thinking about? I would hate to think that they let her run because of all the money that was bet on her. But that's something that piqued the interest of a lot of people who said, why did they run her?
And I read some of the comments about, you were talking about it with Danny Garia, and he was really upset after the race. I mean, incredibly upset, and for good reason.
I understand that he tried calling the stewards while they were doing that behind the starting gate.
Yeah, that's very possible because, you know, when you see that happening with when you're very talented young horses, you know, they're so young. You and Jonathan were talking about how immature these two-year-olds can be, fillies and colts. But, you know, that may affect her mentally for the rest of her life. So you never know. But she did not get an enjoyable treatment in the race yesterday.
Not to mention the fact that, in all honesty, the way the winner ran at ridiculous, she never ran like she was a 40-1, but the way the winner ran, the winner might have run, won the race anyway.
True. Very true, Ralph.
All right. Well, that's, you know, day one at Saratoga, and certainly the first of the major two-year-old stakes races. We'll have another one tomorrow in the Sanford, and I'm kind of anxious to see how Menatee performs for his second start of his career. But we got a good 10-race card today at Saratoga, a couple of nice stakes races there. But you are doing a sheet until Del Mar starts, covering the entire country with best plays that you think in the entire country. And looking at your sheet for today, you cover Belterra, Monmouth, Colonial, Penn, National, Evangeline, Charlestown, Saratoga as well, and Woodbine and Laurel. You got 9 tracks and 11 picks on your simulcast sheet today.
I cherry-picked horses and races across the country that I think, you know, I think I have 11 horses that are all very live. I hope most of them win, Ralph. But, you know, there's ways to make money with horses, not only if they win, but they run second. You know, Jerry J talks about the reverse plays.
Yep.
If horses run first or second, you should be able to take some money out of the race.
Well, let's see if we can take some money out of your pick on the show today. And where are we going?
Well, let's go to Colonial Downs in Virginia. Race number 9 is 1/16 on the grass going long. And I like a horse with a little meat on the bone, Ralph, using one of your comments.
Uh-huh.
Number one, Scopic, is 8-1 in the morning line for trainer Vicky Oliver. This horse is trained at Keeneland. And the last 3 times out, if you notice in the racing form, this horse ran against much better competition at Churchill and at Keeneland. I think he's going to look around today and say, well, you know, where's all these heavyweights when he's at Colonial Downs? I think he has a class edge and a good post to save ground from the rail. So let's go with the 1, Telescopic, 8-1, race 9, Colonial Downs.
And you and I both know the talent that Vicky Oliver has as a trainer in our days there in Kentucky. So in the 9th race, number 1, Telescopic, at a nice 8-1 on the morning line. And it's a full field, too, so we may very well hold close to that price in the 9th and final race today at Colonial Downs. Number 1, Telescopic, Rich Ang's play, as he searches the entire country for plays for you on his sheet, and you can get it at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to wrap up this Friday show with John Lindo standing by and Jerry J as well, so don't you do it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside. Or maybe you're in the mood for seafood. Big Sur Oyster Bar has fresh seafood prepared right before your eyes. Savor freshly shucked oysters, crab legs jambalaya, shrimp and lobster. Beers on tap and a selection of fine wines are perfect to pair with your seafood favorite. Whether lunch or dinner, you'll love this fun atmosphere located just off the casino floor. Ready to shake things up? Step back in time and treat yourself to one of the oldest restaurant chains in the country. Steak and Shake, famous for original mouth-watering steak burgers and hand-dipped milkshakes in a variety of flavors. For some old-fashioned fun, try Steak and Shake.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty. Right now in Southern California, no racing really. And of course, John Lendo standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, John. And I know Southern California by design, Del Mar doesn't open until a week from tomorrow. But I know that the heat has canceled some of the racing around the country, but in the area where the Sacramento Fair is at, the temperatures in San Francisco, 70 degrees, have been perfect for racing today. But they canceled racing at the Sacramento Fair just simply because they didn't have enough horses.
Right. They didn't get enough entries for today. It was supposed to be opening day. They do have, I think, 6 races Saturday and 7 on Sunday. So it's a limited amount of horses going up there from Pleasanton. Then we'll see if this becomes a trend for the fair season. But it's something to worry about, that's for sure.
In the meantime, you are concentrating on Saratoga. You did all your groundwork and your foundation work in the last month there at Belmont at Aqueduct for the racing there. And you indicated on your Linda report today that the horses that won yesterday were coming from all over the place.
Right. Out of the 11 races you mentioned earlier, there were 4 that made their last start at Churchill Downs. And considering the number of Churchill Downs shippers that ran on the card, the number of winners percentage was pretty high. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if that continues. We know the racing and the purse money was good at Churchill, so it might be some pretty competitive races they're coming out of up there to Churchill. And there was a couple that came from Aqueduct, a couple that ran in that short four-day festival during Saratoga. So we'll see how this goes. Nothing from Florida yesterday.
John, I know you were keeping track of all of the late scratches. What did the tally end with?
Well, with all the also eligibles and everything else, 47 scratches off the card yesterday. It still left 88 horses running. So the fields, they weren't great, but they weren't awful overall. But we're back on grass today, so we can get going. And this will be more of a real read of what Saratoga will be this summer.
Impressions of the Schuylerville.
Strange race. A very strange race. There was, when you have a delay at the gate with all those 2-year-olds acting up and a couple of them didn't break, including the favorite. And I didn't like the ride I got on the horse I gave on the radio, Vigi Doll, yesterday, where she outbroke the field. I was hoping she'd sit off the pace, and instead she went head and head with her stable mate. So I'm sure trainer Steve Asmussen wasn't happy with that.
No.
And they set up the filly on the outside that got the job done. And I don't know if that filly reads the tote board, but she knows when to win.
Yeah, she sure does. That's for sure. The big prices. Couple of stakes races today. The Wilton for 3-year-old fillies at a mile and the Coronation Cup on the turf course at 5.5 furlongs. Coronation Cup got a couple of key scratches in that race, leaving the race pretty wide open. And the Wilton was wide open to begin with.
Yeah, it is. And, that Wilton's that one turn mile where they had that kind of elbow coming out of the gate. So yeah. I'm trying to figure out what posts you want to be in. There's that sharp turn. If you're drawn far outside, you've got to go. And from the inside, you probably have to go to hold your position. So I'm still trying to get a line on that particular kind of race at Saratoga. But I do think, tactical speed is definitely going to help you coming out of those one turn miles.
Well, John, before we get your pick today, I want to remind everybody out there that the Linda Report right now for every day at Saratoga is available exclusively and only here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary to the horse players because they love horse players here, and John Lindo's Linda Report as well. It's available right now for today. John, where are we going with the pick?
Let's go to Saratoga, race number 3. In the 3rd race, number 5, Tom Collins, should have won at Saratoga last summer, got in all kinds of trouble, mm-hmm. comes off the layoff today, gets Lasix, has tactical speed in a race that is very light on pace. I expect him to be closer to the pace today. We know he likes the turf course, and at 5-1 on the morning line, he's live in his return. Number 5, Tom Collins, 5-1 on the program, race number 3, Saratoga.
Well, in the 3rd race, let's hope the 5 gets there, and then we can have a Tom Collins to celebrate. So in the 3rd race, the 5 horse is your key. Hey, thanks a lot, John, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Good luck today.
Getting out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Your horse finished 2nd yesterday in the pick in the 5th at Saratoga, but your assessment of what you saw yesterday at Saratoga?
I thought it was a little speed favoring, maybe. A little bit to the inside, but opening day, it was drying out fast track, so I won't pass too much judgment on it. I thought it was and I'm going to say this over and over for the rest of my life. I still don't see why they took the races off the turf. But
okay. They
just drive me crazy. But today.
They're on the turf today, buddy. Where are we going with picks?
Okay. First thing I want to say is I love John picking in the third race. I have two stars and two B horses that are not his Tom Collins.
So, you can mix it up with those guys. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect example of putting two guys together.
Right.
Let's go to the fifth race for our first play, Ralph.
Okay.
Click over here. We're going to go with number six, Chateau. We're sprinting here, 6 furlongs for Rudy Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
And he has Irad up. And this horse just, I think, like Saratoga, is very fast early. It looks like he could get loose. So I'm going to take a chance with the 6 horse. He's listed at 5-1. I'll go down to 7-2 maybe.
Okay.
6 over the 4-5-9 back over the 6. But the 6 in race number 5 is our first
pick. All right, fifth race, the 6 horse. Link-ups are 4-5-9 in reverse. 20 seconds for a second pick.
All right, we're going to go to the 7th race there. We're going to take number 12, Frontman. That's from the far outside. So we've got to respect price. I won't go below 6-1 or 5-1 there. That's it. Right. I'll take the 12. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a good chance today, third off a layoff, over the 3, 4, 5, 9, and 11.
Oh, big spread there. Okay, 3, 4, 5, 9, 11. The 12 is your pick at 10-1 on the morning line in the 7th race. Link-ups include 3, 4, 5, 9, and 11. Jonathan came with the 8 horse, so I got a Sirocco play, the 8, 12, 12, 8 in the 7th race today at Saratoga. Jerry J's Power Pages for Saratoga at jerryjspowerpage.com. One more thing to say. Say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day.
It's Ralph Sirocco at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.com.
Brain damage.
Great way to end the show.
Sports Byline USA News. I'm Alex Dorfler.
And I'm Ben Murphy.
White Sox pitcher Michael Kopech pitches the first White Sox immaculate inning since 1923, when Sloppy Thurston threw the 5th immaculate inning in MLB history. Kopech, the right-handed flamethrower, struck out the Twins 6, 7, and 8 batters in 9 pitches to secure the save in the 9th inning. Kopech had started his career as a starter, but this season has been converted to a closer and has seen success. The 2024 Home Run Derby roster has been announced. The 8-man derby will contain Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, Phillies third baseman Alec Boehm, Dodgers outfielder Teoscar Hernandez,